This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Adriana, and I'm calling from Chicago, or like the Chicago area. I just had a story to tell. So I've been like a long time listener. I've never called in before. I'm a little nervous. This is my first time calling in. I've always been into the paranormal, but I've never really had like any personal experiences that were, that I guess like I could say for sure it was like something paranormal or a ghost or something like that. But I have a story to tell that happened to my mom. My mom has told me this story numerous times. She doesn't really talk about it anymore as much. My parents are really religious, so she kind of thinks that maybe, or she kind of says now that maybe it was nothing, or, you know, they don't really believe. I grew up not believing in ghosts. Like, they always told me that, you know, they were, like, demons and things like that because they're really religious. So this happened in Mexico in my dad's mother's house and my grandma's house. And my dad has always told me that things, growing up in the house with like my aunts and uncles, that things would kind of make, like, sorry if I'm not making sense. You would hear kind of like noises in the house. You would hear things. They would sense things. But they didn't really know if it was like paranormal or anything. That's just what my dad tells me. No other aunts and uncles have really told me that they've experienced these things. But something happened to my mom, or my mom had an experience when I was a baby. So my dad is from a state called Guanajuato in Mexico. My dad's town that he's from was founded in like 1604, something like that. Of course, it could be like tied to the land, not necessarily like buildings and things like that. Because of course it was like native people there before like the Spanish settled in Mexico. But my dad's town is pretty old, so I'm assuming my grandma's house is pretty old. So the layout of the house is a little weird. It's similar to a lot of houses in Europe and Spain. They kind of like have a little courtyard in the middle of the house. It doesn't really have a ceiling. It's just like a little garden area, and that's how my grandma's house is. There's a staircase that kind of winds upstairs, and the staircase is actually in that little open garden area, so it's exposed to like the outside. So if it's raining and you have to go upstairs, you're going to get wet. Right near the staircase, there's like a well, and the well's used for, I'm not really sure what it's used for. I think it pumps water from the well to the shower, and also like if you want to water flowers and things like that, it's just like a little well. So my mom woke up around 2 or 3 in the morning, and I was crying, and she was going to make me a bottle. She said she woke up and she walked out of the bedroom that my parents were staying in, and she walked across the sitting area. There was like a sitting area upstairs, like a little living room, and it had a big window, and the window looked down into the garden area. So my mom crosses the sitting area, and she's at the top of the stairs, and she says she feels like a sense of dread. Like, she feels very uneasy, like something tells her to not go downstairs. And when she's standing at the top of the stairs, she hears, like, she explained it, like, she said she heard, like if somebody had, like, a cup or a bowl, and they were kind of, like, you know, getting water from the well, like, I don't know how to explain it, but they were, like, you know, putting the cup in the water in the well and then taking water out. But she said that she would, like, you would hear the cup go into the water, and then it sounded like the cup or the bowl was being scraped up against the well, or like at the bottom of the well. So you would hear like, but she said it didn't sound like a cup was kind of like banging against the well. It sounded like somebody was getting water from the well. And then she said that she heard like a dog howling, in the distance, which could be a coincidence, like a coincidence, because there's like, you know, dogs and stuff like that. But she said like she felt really, really uneasy, and she felt really, really scared, and she just ran back into the bedroom, and she doesn't really specify like what happened after that, but she kind of like laughs and says, "Well, you didn't. I didn't make you your bottle that night." And my mom, every time she tells that story, it's like nothing ever changes, so it's like consistent. And she says, "I don't know what it was, but I just remember I was really, really scared, and I know I heard what I heard." And when you're when you cross that sitting area and you're at the top of the stairs, if anybody is downstairs, you're able to see the light shine out into the garden area. So if somebody was in the kitchen, if somebody was in the bathroom, you would be able to see it. And she said it was pitch black. Like, nobody was downstairs. Everybody was asleep. So, yeah. So I guess that's my story. I have a couple other stories that my dad has told me. And then I have some stories that happened to my older sister at a friend's house. But, like, nothing really paranormal has happened to me, but it has happened to, like, my sisters and, like, what my dad talks about happened in the house when he was younger. Sorry if I was a little nervous. It didn't make sense, but, yeah, that's my story. Thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.